Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Erev. And the Mishnah wants to know what a person should do when he does not know if or where he will need the Erev Tchumen on Shabbos. So can he establish kind of like two for the price of one? So this is the Mishnah. Here's what the guy does. Here's the situation. Here's what he could do. Masna Adam al Eruvo v'omer. If a person is allowed to make a condition to his Erev, for example, let's say the guy wants to avoid a tax collector, right? The non-Jewish government that they're not nice to the Jewish people, and the tax collector can come from the east, from the west, from both directions, or they may not come at all. So he can put out two Irvin, one in each direction, and say, if the idolaters who come to take taxes from the east, my Iruv shall be the one to the west. And so you can run that way. And if they come from the west, then my Iruv shall be the one to the east. And if they come from the east and the west, I'll go to the place in the direction that I will choose on Shabbos, and my Erev shall be the one in that direction. Lo ba'u lo mikan v'lo mikan harini kivnei iri. And if they don't come at all, either from the east or the west, then the Erev won't take effect, and I'll be like the people of my own town who didn't make an Erev. Then, says the Mishnah further, the same is true if a Talmud Chacham is coming to give a shir and he wants to listen to it beyond the regular tchum. So, im ba Chacham in ha-Mizrachi ruvei la-Mizrachi, if a Chacham comes from the east, then my Erev can be the one to the east. Min ha-Marav ruvei la-Marav, and if he comes from the west, my Erev shall be the one to the west. Ba-Lakan u-Lakan la-Malkom she-Eretzai Eilech, and if the sage comes to the east and another comes to the west, I'll go to the place that I will choose on Shabbos, and my Erev will be the one in that direction. Lolakan v'lolakan her ini kivnei iri. And if the chacham comes, and if no chacham comes either to the east or to the west, then my Erev won't be in effect at all, and I'll be like the people of my town who have no Erev whatsoever. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im haya echad mehen rabo, holich itzel rabo. If one of the chachamim, in this last case, when two chachamim were coming, if one of the chachamim was his teacher, then he can only go to his teacher. Im hayu shneim rabosav lamakum shigirtzei yelich. And if both are his teachers, he can go to the place that he chooses on a Shabbos. Okay, that was Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav now says further, that we have a concept that the halachos of Tchum apply just as much as on Yom Tov as they do on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, can you ever have a consecutive Tchum, like for Shabbos and Yom Tov? And could you change from day to day? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov ha-samuch la-Shabbos bein melefanha bein melacharaha. When a Yom Tov falls next to Shabbos, whether it's before it or after it, ma'arev adam shnei iruvin v'omer, a person can make two iruvin in different directions, like east and west, and say, iruvei, Eruvi Harishon Mizrach Vashini Lamarav, that my Erev for the first day, the Erev that I'm going to use, let's say on Shabbos, is going to be the one to the east, and my Erev for the second day shall be the one to the west. Harishon Lamarav Vashini Lamizrach, or he can say the Erev for the first day will be to the west, and my Erev for the second day will be the one to the east. And Eruvi Harishon Vashini Kivnei Iri, or he can say my Erev shall be for the first day, and for the second day, I'll be like the other people in my town who don't have an Erev. Eruvi Hashini Varishon Kivnei Iri, or if he can say that my Erev will be for the second day, and for the first day, I'll be like the people of my town, right? So essentially, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can have a different era for each day of this consecutive Shabbos Yom Tov combination. They say you can make only one Erev, meaning everyone agrees that for a single day of Shabbos or Yom Tov, you can only make an Erev in one direction for the entire day, or you cannot make an Erev at all. And so therefore, Oma Arev L'Shneyamim, O Enom Arev Kol Ikar. So too, you can make either the same Erev for both days or not make an Erev at all. Meaning, basically, the Chachamim say you can't have a different Erev on different days of the Shabbos Yom Tov combination. And then, Ketzad Yasa, how should a person make an Erev for both days according to the Chachamim? Molicho Barishon He should bring the food for the Erev before Ben Hashemashos on the first evening to the desired place that he wants to establish his residence. Wait until it gets dark, so he'll establish his residence for the first day. Then after Ben Hashemashos, he should take it and he should go home. This is Ben Hashemashos on that for that first evening. He should take it and go home where he can keep it safe. And on the second evening, he should bring the food back to the same place and wait until it gets dark outside, so that he'll reestablish the residence for the second day. Then after Bein HaShemashos, he can eat it. By taking the food home after the first Bein HaShemashos and then bringing it back before the second Bein HaShemashos, he'll prevent the food from being lost, and all will be well in the world. And as a result, he'll benefit with regard to his walking, because the food will still be available for him to make a new Erev on the second day, which will allow him to walk an additional 2,000 amos in that direction. And he benefits with regard to the food of his Erev, because it will be available for him to eat on the second day. But if the food was eaten or lost on the first day, and therefore it wasn't in place during Bein HaShemashos on the second day, the Erev is valid for the first day, but it's not a valid Erev for the second day. But Amar Lahem Rabbi Eliezer says to them, therefore you are agreeing with me that if an Erev is eaten on the first day, is not valid for the second day, but it is valid for the first day, you can clearly agree with me that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there are two separate periods of holiness, right? Because basically you'll find that an Erev could be kosher on day one, but not day two. So therefore you should agree that you can establish a separate residence from day one to day two. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.